Hello and welcome to The Marketing Guide with me, your host, Zara O'Mahony. This is the podcast that helps make marketing simple for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Each week we bring you bite-sized actionable tips, strategies and hacks to help grow your business online. If you're ready to do the work and grow your online presence and you want to stand out in a crowded space, then you're in the right place. Now let's get going with today's episode. Enjoy the show. Hello there, welcome to The Marketing Guide. On this week's episode, we dive into the Explore page on Instagram. We're going to talk about what is the Explore page, how the Instagram Explore page algorithm works, what the benefits of getting on the Explore page are, and I share with you five different ways that can help get you on the Instagram Explore page. So the Explore page is a great way to get discovered by people who are not currently following you, which can help increase your following, increase your revenue, and create a bigger community for your brand on Instagram. So just a couple of reminders before we get going with the episode, just a reminder for you to subscribe so you get a notification when we release a new episode every week. You can subscribe no matter where you're listening to us, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Podchaser or Spotify. You can follow us on Spotify and you get a notification on your phone that says new episode of The Marketing Guide just out, so you won't miss out on any future episodes of the podcast. Also, if you want to get a shout out for your very business on this very podcast, all you have to do is leave a review, lauraomahony.com/review. The instructions are there on how you can do it on Apple and the link for the Android Podchaser is there as well. It's really simple, takes a couple of minutes, but make sure you leave your name and your business name so I can give you a shout out on a future episode of the podcast. Also, if you want to get a copy of my free ebook, which is 30 days of Instagram content ideas, so you don't have to come up with content ideas for the next 30 days, just visit my website, lauraomahony.com. Up at the very top of the main page, you'll see a header bar that says free ebook. If you click on that, enter your name and your email, and it will be in your inbox in a matter of moments. And it will also subscribe you to our weekly newsletter, which sends out content that is valuable to our audience and keeps you up to date with what's happening on the Marketing Guide podcast as well. So let's get straight into the episode then, and let's find out what is the Explore page. So according to Instagram, Explore was designed to help you discover new things. And you're probably saying, where is the Discover or where is the Explore page on Instagram? The Explore page is when you come onto Instagram, at the bottom of the screen, you'll see four little icons. Click on the magnifying glass icon, and that's going to bring you into your Explore page. So this is basically a page where you discover new accounts, new content, based on previous content that you've engaged or interacted with. So this is going to show you content from accounts that you're not currently following and helps you discover new creators. And in the same way, if you get on the Explore page, it's going to show content to people that are not currently following you and help new accounts find your, help new followers find your account. So it's a collection of content based on your interests. So your Explore page will have keyword suggestions for you as well, for you to search, and then you're going to have like photos, you're going to have reels and carousels on your Explore page. You'll have a mix of all of those. So your Explore page is completely personalized to each individual. So your Explore page and somebody else's Explore page are going to be completely different depending on what type of searches that you perform, what type of content that you engage with, and what type of content you interact with, and the accounts that you're already following. So that's what the Explore page is explained basically. So how does the Instagram Explore algorithm work then? So as I mentioned there, the Explore page is unique for every user. The Instagram algorithm personalizes the content and shows you new accounts and content that you haven't already seen from people that you don't follow. So in the same way, when you come onto your Netflix account and somebody else's Netflix account are going to be completely different. I actually talked about this in a previous episode of the podcast. So what you see on your Netflix account, even in terms of the covers that you see on the Netflix, it's completely different than what somebody else sees on their account, because that experience, that account is personalized for you, and they're making suggestions based on content that you've already watched, content that you've liked, content that you've series that you've watched, and different stuff like that. So the Explore page is kind of like that in terms of how the algorithm works. So posts in Explore are automatically selected based on variety of factors, including Instagram accounts that you follow, photos and videos that you like on Instagram, and who you're already connected with on Instagram. So Instagram uses a feed ranking system to personalize each user's feed and Explore page. So Instagram looks at signals like posts that you've liked, posts that you've saved, posts that you've shared, posts that you've commented on in the past. So it's gathering all that information. Every time you take an action on Instagram, that's sending a signal to the algorithm and letting them know what to do in terms of what kind of content to show you in future. So an example of this would be, let's say you've recently liked a number of photos or a number of reels from Mel Robbins. She is a New York Times bestselling author and she has a podcast as well. I'm a big fan of Mel Robbins. I love Mel Robbins. But Instagram is going to look at who else likes Mel Robbins photos and then what other accounts those people are actually interested in. So maybe people who like Mel Robbins might be also into Jay Shetty. I'm a big fan of Jay Shetty as well. I love him. In that case, the next time you open the Explorer page on your Instagram account, you might start seeing photos or videos or reels from Jay Shetty. So that's how it works basically in a nutshell. So once the algorithm on Explorer has found a group of photos or videos that you might be interested in, they're going to then order them by how interested they think you will be in each one. So you'll see the ones at the top that they think you'll be most interested in, and the ones at the bottom of your Explorer are the ones that they think you're not as interested in. They guess how interested you are in a post or a reel by predicting how likely you are to do something with that post, what kind of action you're going to take. So the actions that they predict that you will take in Explore are likes, saves, comments and shares. So what does that mean for you then and your small business and getting on the Explore page? It means that in order to get featured on there, you have to create content that people are going to like, that they're going to save, they're going to comment and they're going to share on. It basically boils down to that. So let's move on then to what are the benefits of getting on the Explore page. So the first thing is that there's more engagement on the posts that appear in the Explore page. You're going to get an increased engagement from all those new followers or new accounts that are discovering your content. The next benefit of getting on the Explore page is that your posts have a bigger reach and they reach a new audience who have the chance to discover you and your brand. The next benefit is that it increases your brand's awareness and the opportunity to get your content in front of your ideal client or ideal customers. Because if they have performed an action like they've liked, saved, commented or shared similar content in the past, it means that they are interested in that type of content. So the next benefit is that you get the opportunity to expose your content to a highly targeted audience who are likely to have an interest in your content and your brand. The next benefit is that you gain new followers who discover your content and your account from the Explore page. And if you have the account, your account, your Instagram account set up to attract your ideal client, so we've talked about that in lots of different episodes of the podcast before, if you have it set up in such a way that when they come on, they're saying, oh, there's lots of stuff, information here for me in the highlights, I can see the link in the bio, I know exactly who this account is for, then you're going to gain new followers by getting featured on the Explore page. The next benefit is that there's more conversions and opportunities to make more sales and increase revenue from new customers or clients that you acquire from being discovered on the Explore page. And lastly, it gives you an opportunity to boost your sales that comes from product tags and Instagram shopping tools as well. They feature products in the Explore page as well. That's something that I forgot to mention. So if you have Instagram shopping set up, you're more likely to be discovered if you get that into the Explore page by new audiences. So let's talk about the different ways then you can get your content on your Explore page. As I said at the top of the episode, I'm going to share with you five different ways that you can do that. So let's talk about the different ways then that you can get your content on the Explore page. So the first one is get to know your target market. So your current audience already knows, likes and trusts you, but the accounts that find you via the Discover tab, they've not built up that trust with you yet. That's why it's really important to have your account set up to attract your ideal clients and ideal customers so that there's no doubt about who your account is for, how you can help them, and then they can go and binge on your content. As I said, the grid posts, the reels, the Instagram highlights, all that kind of stuff. So if you pop into your insights and learn about your current audience, what are the top locations, where your followers are, what age they are they male or female, you can try and understand then what posts work best for your current audience. So do they like the carousel posts over the single image posts? What captions get the most engagement? What reels do they like and why do you think that they like them? Are they entertaining? Are they funny? Are they valuable? Having this information will help you understand who your current audience is. And it will also help you understand who you're actually targeting on the app, who is consuming your content as it currently is. And I'll get into a little bit more detail of why that is important later on in the episode. So let's move on to number two then, and that's to create engaging content. So earlier in the podcast, we talked about how the algorithm on the Explore feed favors content that gets lots of likes, saves, shares. So this would tell you that you need to create that type of content if you want to end up on the Explore page. So this is one of the best ways to end up on that Explore feed, and basically create high engaging content. It's going to capture the attention of your ideal audience, but also your current audience. So there's lots of different types of engaging content, including carousel posts, infographic posts, which are basically taking information and disseminating it in a visual manner. Memes always work really well and they're highly shareable. Tips, tricks and hacks, that's always really good shareable information as well. Question posts, selfies, behind the scenes kind of content, motivational posts, how-tos, sharing insights, so what you think about a current situation or something that's happening within your industry, or what's your thoughts on X, and then before and afters as well. So video is really the way to go on Instagram, and Instagram have actually come out and said that they are favouring video content going forward. So you need to try and incorporate more video into your own strategy then. So you can make any of the above as a video. So you can make a meme as a video, you can make a how-to as a video, you can make a before and after as a video. And remember that on your grid, you can also post videos as well. So, you know, the way we have a normal grid post, a static kind of post, you can post a video on there as well. So you can like literally post a 2-second video, which is a loop. It could be a meme or something like that. It means you get more views on your post because people are watching it over and over and again, and they don't actually know that they're watching it. That's a little hack that you can do. You can mix it up as well. If you're doing carousel posts, have the main static post, the main image on the carousel, the first image, you can have that as a static post. Then the next one, you can have a video, then you can have a static and a video. You can mix that in carousels as well. You can have videos and static in carousels. So it's also important to consider your captions. So if you've listened to episode 86 of The Marketing Guide, that is everything you need to know about Instagram SEO, I cover why it's important to write good keyword-rich captions on Instagram, as this tells the algorithm what the post is about, and it can help you get in front of more interested people on the Explore feed then if you do that right. So a good tip for finding inspiration for shareable content is to look back on your DMs to your family and your friends and look at the content that you've shared. So what are some of the reels that you've sent your friends? Examine it and ask, what about this post made me want to share it? So take notes and bring that into your own content then. Another good way of finding inspiration for shareable or savable content is go to TikTok and search for terms relating to your niche. And then look at the content that has lots of shares, lots of saves. TikTok actually gives you this information. It will say this post has like 1.2 million likes and it has 500k saves. So why do people save that information? Why do they save that post? What about that post is making them want to save, like, and share it? And then you can take that strategy and bring that into your own content. So that is number two, and that is to create engaging content. So tip number three for ending up on the Explore page is to not ignore Reels. So Reels are a fantastic way to get discovered by accounts that are not currently following you. On the Explore page, I'm seeing more and more Reels, and more space is being given up to Reels. So Instagram is prioritizing Reels over other content. So if you've been avoiding it up to this point, then it's time to realize that you need to make Reels a part of your strategy. So here are some Reels do's and don'ts. This comes directly from Instagram. So do post entertaining and fun Reels that grab attention, make your audience laugh, or have a twist ending. Do post inspiring Reels. Do use the tools like the text effect, text-to-speech, filters, lenses. Do use the vertical video format, which is 9 by 16. So if you were posting, say, a landscape video in a reel and that you've got black at the top and black at the bottom and you've got a small little video in the middle, it's not going to get prioritized. It's not going to get seen in front of people. Do use the music from the Instagram library. So use trending audios, especially if they're early. It's a really good way of getting discovered. And lastly, do treat Reels as an experiment. Test and see what works well with your audience. So then some of the don'ts. Don't post blurry or low resolution Reels. They're not going to get pushed out in front of a wider audience. Don't post Reels from other platforms like TikTok if they have the watermark on them. So remove the TikTok watermark. If you've posted originally to TikTok, it's done really well. You know you want to post it on Instagram. Make sure you remove that watermark. And if you just Google remove watermark from TikTok, you'll find lots of different websites that you can just copy the link of the video that you want to download and paste it in there, and you can download it and then put it back up on Instagram without the watermark. Don't have too much text covering the main part of the video or the main subject. These types of Reels are not going to end up in the Explore page. You're not going to end up being discovered by new audiences. So they are some of the do's and don'ts. They come directly from Instagram. So the thing with Reels is to put aside your worry about showing up on video and just go for it. You are more than capable and the world wants to see and hear from you. I actually had a conversation with a client during the week and they said that they were really afraid to show up on video. They were really afraid to put themselves out there. And what they discovered was when they started posting, people were like, oh, I didn't realise this account was yours. Oh, I didn't realise that was you, and that that content was highly engaging because people were far more engaged with it, and people want to see people. People want to engage with not just static posts and static stuff. They want to see video and they want to see you showing up as well. So you're doing a disservice to your audience by not showing up, because they can't get to know, like, and trust you then if you're not physically showing up online. So that is number three. Number four then is to post when your audience is most active. So in order to get the best reach on your posts and in order to ensure that the most amount of your followers see your post, you have to post at the right times when they're most active online. So you can find this information under audience in the insights tab. So you do need to get familiar with your insights and get in there and see what are, you know, where people are coming from, what kind of content they like, what's your most popular content, all that kind of stuff. If you don't have insights, it means that you're probably on a personal account and you need to move over then to a creator or a business account. You can really easily do that. If you go into the settings, it's at the very end. If you scroll down to the settings, it says switch to a business account or switch to a creator account. This is going to tell you by the day and what time the majority of your audience is online. And why does this matter? So remember earlier in the episode, we spoke about how the algorithm looks at signals like who has liked, saved, shared and commented on a post. Getting high engagement from your own audience is the first thing you need in order to end up on the Explore page. If Instagram does not receive the signals that this post is good because it's getting lots of saves, for example, then it's not going to recommend it to others and it's not going to end up on the Explore page. So that's number four. Number five is to include a CTA or a call to action. So your call to action should guide your audience as to what action you want them to take next. So in order to end up on the Explore feed, you need to have good engagement, and call to actions or CTAs, they are a great way to do this. So without a call to action, they're simply going to keep scrolling on or they're going to move on to the next thing. And basically, CTAs or call to actions help make it clear to your audience what action you want them to take next. A good call to action can start a flurry of comments in your comments section, or get your audience clicking that share button or saving your content. Basically, performing all the necessary actions that signal to Instagram that your content is worth sharing and recommending on the Explore tab. So how to write good call to actions then for your Instagram caption. So the first thing is to make it stand out. So if you are putting the call to action in your grid post, you can put it in the grid post and your captions. You might have a little button that says visit our website for ebook or something along the lines of that. If you are writing your call to action in your caption, you can use something like Unicode text. So basically that is, you know, that text that has like, it kind of stands out when you see it in the Instagram caption. If you go to my Instagram account, themarketingguide.co, you'll see an example of that in the most recent post that I put out. I use Unicode text to make call to actions and stuff like that stand out. The second tip is to use action language. So things like download, click, schedule, buy, visit, they're all action words. So use that type of language when you're writing your call to actions. Number three is to ensure that it's relevant. If you've just been talking about your new ebook that you're launching, the common sense approach would be to have a call to action that's linking directly to that ebook or telling them where to get that ebook. You don't want to link to some random, have a different call to action completely than what you're talking about, which is the ebook. Number four then is to use call to actions on your posts, your reels, your stories, your lives. Think about what action you want your audience to take for each post that you put out on Instagram and craft a relevant call to action to go with that caption, go with the slide, go on the reel, whatever it might be. So at the end of every reel, you might have follow for more tips just like this, or you might have visit our website for more information. You might have shop, click to buy, click on our website to buy this product, whatever it might be. That's number four. Number five then is to test and test again. So keep trying different types of call to actions and figure out which one gives you the best result. Which one do you get the most engagement from? So you can find this information in your insights. Again, as I said, that's why it's really important to get familiar with your insights, learn all about it. So there are five different ways that you can write good call to actions for your Instagram captions. So the five different ways of getting on the explore page then were getting to know your target market, create engaging content. That was number two. Number three was to not ignore reels and get on the reels train. Number four was to post when your audience is most active. And number five was write good call to actions, or CTAs. So that's it for this episode. What we learned today was what is the explore page, how the Instagram explore page algorithm works. We broke that down. What are the benefits of getting on the explore page? And then I shared with you five different ways you can get on the explore page, which we literally just learned. So if you enjoyed this episode, you found it helpful, I'd love it if you take a screenshot, share it your Instagram stories, tag me at themarketingguide.co. Let other people know this podcast is worthwhile listening to, or you found it helpful. I'd love it if you could share it with other people and let other people know. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you get a notification when we release a new episode every single week. Also, if you want to get a copy of that ebook, it's lauraomahoney.com at the very top of the website. You can get 30 days of Instagram content ideas in your inbox in a matter of months. So yeah, that's it for me for this week. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead, and I will see you in the next episode.